Yuma Perak Gimel Mishnah Tes. Ba'alol Mizrach Hazara. After the Kohen Gadol finished his vidoy of the par, he now went to the eastern part of the Hazara, all the way by the door of the Shar Nikonor. Lutzfein HaMizbeach. It had to be, though, to the north of the Mizbeach, meaning it wasn't directly north, but where he was now, it was still more north than where the Mizbeach was. Haskan Mimino V'Reish Beis Av Mismolo. The Skan Kohen Gadol, which we would call a vice Kohen Gadol. He was the Kohen that was put second in command below him. One of his jobs was to always stand on his right side for Kavod, like the Rambam says. And this is the same Skan that we said in the beginning of the Masechta, that they made sure there was a Skan just in case something happened to the Kohen Gadol, that he became Pasul. So he was on his right, V'Rosh Beis Av Mismolo. And the Rosh Beis Av, the Kohen that was the head of the Beis Av, there were 24 Mishmaros of Kahuna. Each Mishmar had 2 weeks during the year to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And each day that a Mishmar had, there was a different Beis Av that served on each day. And in the Beis Av, there was a Rosh Beis Av. So if a Beis Av would fall out on Yom Kippur, the Rosh Beis Av would be Zoche to stand on that day on the left side of the Kohen Gadol. V'shom Shnei Seirim, and there were two Seirim. There's a picture below. V'kalpi Haisa Shom Uva Shnei Garolos. And there was a box there, Uva Shnei Garolos. And inside this box, there were the two garolos. This is where they did the lottery. The two garolos were like these two little tablets, little boards. Shel eshgeroa hayu. These garolos were made out of eshgeroa wood. Some translated as boxwood. It's a very expensive wood. Vasa ben gamla shel zahav. And ben gamla made it out of gold. Vayimaskir noisay l'shevach. And they remembered him with praise. This is Yoshua ben gamla. When he became the Kohen Gadol, he made it out of gold, like the Rav explains.